badge. Would a guy like the governor of California be allowed to teach Arizona kids how to learn English? Arnold's Austrian accent is as thick as his biceps, but his English seems to be just fine. How about Paula Deen? Accent as thick as three melted sticks of butter in a frying pan. It seems as wrong to judge a teacher by his or her accent as to judge on their hair or skin color. Their accents reflect who they are and where they came from. What's more important, what teachers say or how they say it.
When your whole world's shaken before age 12, escapes are simple and rare, especially for girls. You see, boys near the epicenter of Haiti's earthquake don't let a flat basketball derail a good time. But girls, their green pigtails stay on the sidelines until a Division I women's coach shows up.
I might be just as nervous as they are.
And convinces 40 young Haitians to trade their green dresses for bulldog blue.
Put your arms out in front, and if they can touch someone, they're too close.
Even though not one of them can understand a word she's saying.
One, two, three, oh!
Or why, in the first 15 minutes of a basketball camp, baskets aren't being shot.
We're making the number 8 around our legs.
Once ball handling became comedic,
a little different pace.
The coach, used to precision, decided she might as well turn them loose.
Okay, layups. We're doing right-handed layups.
On the baskets, they'd been eyeing.
Yeah, oh, almost.
Air balls, there were plenty, until baskets started falling. And when they did, sixth grade girls became sixth grade girls.
And that's the beauty of that age group. It doesn't matter if they're Haitians or Americans. When you get excited and you high five, all of a sudden, it really breaks down barriers.
No, just so happy about playing. They're playing, so they feel very, very, very happy, you know. So they enjoy themselves, you know.
Suddenly, the boys were the jealous ones.
This is a group of girls who they said, don't play basketball.
Girls burdened with adult-sized problems discovered it's okay to play.
Their joy, their excitement, to watch them playing. They're playing just like fifth and sixth graders play. It's hard to believe, especially when you look behind them and they're living in these tents and there's rubble from the earthquake and it's overwhelming.
So when they play, so they forget about the awful earthquake that happened in Haiti, though. That's... Sport is very, very, very good for them to make them forget some things, like the effort, you know. It's a good thing, you know.